version of Michael Lateman's blog. May 21, 2013. Endless development. Question: how long does one need to continue with integral studies, or is it an ongoing process? Answer: a person needs to develop as long as he lives. Thus, it's forbidden to stop the process of his education and upbringing. How is it possible to stop caring about him if he continues to develop? This process needs to continue his whole life until the moment when a person is not able to participate physically. After all, each one able to participate in this huge system is part of mankind. And if we leave even one person without attention, then this tiny cogwheel will be ejected from this huge mechanism and will disturb its movement. Thus, we teach a person to constantly keep himself in this state in order to be an active part of this huge mechanism of civilization. From a talk on Integral Education, April 4, 2013. Tie yourself to the group like a ship to a pier. Question: what does it mean to open oneself to the impact of the environment? Answer: can Malkhut influence itself? It changes only under impact from outside. Every quality affects other external characteristics, forces, and properties, and thus, it changes its state. It is impossible for any Sephirah to be changed without changing the entire system of 10 Sephirot in general. For some reason, we think that we ourselves can do something with ourselves. If, for example, I want to stay on a diet, I need an external influence that will help me maintain it. I remove all the temptations around me so that there are no sweets nearby. I create a new schedule, and so forth. That is, I should organize all the external factors, still, vegetative, animate, and human, so that they have the desired effect on me. I think only about the surrounding conditions. I make a contract in the event that I will change in a moment, and then the terms of the contract keep me in the same state. To do this, I make an agreement with the person who will influence me or support me on the still, vegetative, and animate levels. It doesn't matter what these forces are. The main thing is that they keep me in the desired state. I have reached a certain state and want it to become permanent, and from it, I was able to advance even further. So, I must strengthen this state, to fix it like a ship that drops anchor to avoid drifting from the shore or ties itself to a pier. I always need external support of all the four types: still, vegetative, animate, and human. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 20, 2013, Writings of Rabash. Humanity A equals 1. Question: humanity is an immense network in which humans are somehow connected with each other. If a person studies the method of integral education correctly and works within circles, this will become his lifestyle. How will these integral circles transform into a global network? Answer: this new social consciousness will begin to be revealed through all the mass media and simply even from hearsay, in factories, in schools, and so forth. The system itself will begin to be discovered here and there from the general connection within society, just like mushrooms appear out of the ground after the rain. However, for the time being, I cannot imagine how this will be locked into one single network. I have gotten used to speaking from practical experience. We haven't gotten ready formula yet. Anyway, we will need to unite the groups of 10 people into groups of 100 people, the groups of 100 people into groups of thousands, and so forth. We will need to work on the connection between them, until the entire group of 10 is like one person. And after this, let's say 10 groups of 10 will connect into hundreds, and hundreds will connect into thousands, and so forth. Anyway, there must be unifying actions. This is how I see this process, because it is impossible to make some small part of the total integral system if it is not a group of 10. And connection between the groups of 10 must be done according to the same method, but in spite of it all, this already will be on another level. When the groups of 10 begin to be connected with each other, there will be a new qualitative result, and the hundreds is a new result that is even more qualitative, and so on, to the ideal state when all of humanity becomes integral, which is to say equal to the potential number one. From CapTV's The Wisdom of the Crowd, May 6, 2013. We have to be in a state of work. After the recent convention in New Jersey, we feel a certain fogginess, a certain distraction, and an inability to concentrate. I understand that we have been through several days of very active clarifications and strong feelings, but we must transcend all that. There is the person's inner state, and there is the state of work, in which we must sustain ourselves by connecting above all the states we have been through in order to draw the light that reforms. If we wait for things to work out by themselves, we only will acquire an animal mind, but if we operate as a group and draw the light that reforms, the light will come from above and give us the upper, spiritual mind. These are two different levels in which there is a totally different perspective. It is either an animal's perspective or a perspective of man, Adam, similar to the Creator. We must choose now through whose eyes we want to look at reality. If we simply sit and wait without yearning for the inner group concentration, we will go back to the animal life, to the animal perspective. We shouldn't be afraid of leaving all our previous feelings and accounts and of expecting only the light that reforms, no matter which states it brings us. The main thing is to exert ourselves in drawing the light. So, let's make an effort and focus on that. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 14, 2013, the Book of Zohar. From the bottom of the mountain to the top. Rabash, what is the preparation for the receiving of the Torah? As for the Lord, it says, and the Lord descended upon Mount Sinai, at the top of the mountain. And as for the people, it says, and they gathered at the bottom of the mountain. And we should understand what a mountain means. A mountain, ha, originates from the word doubt, hivhurim, which is a person's mind. If we accept this message in our mind, it means that the Creator is at the top of the mountain, meaning that He operates that way, and we feel and agree that we have no choice and that we must receive the Torah. It's because after we understand that the evil inclination prepares us for burial, we must receive the Torah, to be saved from death, from this doomed life. So where is our free will if we are naturally forced to receive the Torah? The evil inclination itself, which is our desire to enjoy this life, leaves us to this choice. But is this called receiving? So when we gather at the foot of the mountain and discover our evil inclination, and opposite to it we reveal the Torah, it's a start. We clearly understand that we begin to live under these conditions. Now as the evil inclination is revealed in every step we make, we have to decide, why has it been revealed, why do I need it, and how can it be corrected by using the evil inclination and the Torah that was given for its correction correctly? Can we ascend to the Creator's level, to the top of the mountain? This is the preparation for the receiving of the Torah, but it's only the preparation and not its fulfillment yet. Here we still act out of necessity. There is such a revelation that doesn't leave us much choice. We see that we have an evil inclination and a means to correct it, the Torah, and if we refuse to accept it, this will be our burial place. Otherwise we have no chance of being saved from this life, which is worse than death. And so of course, a person accepts the condition he is given. Free will appears later with every step a person makes along the way, when we begin to fulfill the Torah during the 40 years in the desert. All these years of wandering are already the real levels of the receiving of the Torah, by which we rise higher and higher, until we reach the top of the mountain. From the preparation to the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 14, 2013. Making mankind healthier. Question: in homeopathy, there is a therapeutic component that is very hard to understand since we haven't yet reached a state at which we can feel it. However, it can be developed in the course of integral studies and seminars where people get closer to each other and acquire similar tendencies in their desires. Answer: it was always very popular in all countries and cultures. Today, there are countless people who light candles, perform various actions, and believe in what they do. I am not talking about charlatans who simply make money on these beliefs. Rather, I mean people who sense these things, believe in them, and practice them. Several years ago, there was a huge fair of alternative therapeutic methodologies in Israel where a variety of stones, pendants, amulets, and candles that have particular scents were demonstrated. Anything you want. It's amazing what our civilization has managed to invent. People truly believe in it. But this is not the advertisement of some clinics or treatment centers. People were always attracted to these kinds of things. However, only a group that correctly interacts internally and manages to elevate above its own egoism, only a group that connects counter to its natural reciprocal repulsion, only such a group can be turned into a motivating and serious detector, into a research tool with the help of which we are able to really locate authentic causes of events and particular vibrations and sensations. Question: what will the unified goal of such a group be? Answer: the goal is to make others healthier, nothing but that. Such a group is in balance with nature, whereas the rest of the humankind stays imbalanced, thus ruining the general equilibrium. As a result, such a group would feel a tremendous desire to make others healthier. Everybody will eventually realize that if they don't mend the health of the entire humanity or if they fail to influence others in a positive way, they won't be healthy themselves, since we all are parts of one system. We feel these things at all levels. All of humanity is interconnected. So, a misfortunate event that happens in one place immediately travels to other areas. Until the entire system is corrected, nobody will be able to recover from illnesses. From CAB TV's Medicine of the Future, April 7, 2013. Integral Force and its Expressions. Question: there are four fundamental interactions known in physics: strong, weak, electromagnetic, and gravitational. Is it possible to say that these four interactions are the individual expressions of the integral force interaction? Answer: yes. At the level of inanimate matter, these are expressions of the integral force, which summarizes them at the inanimate level. It's Keter, Malkut, with regard to the rest of the Sephirot. Question: you are talking about the four levels, matter, energy, information, and interaction, in the spiritual form, meaning in the form of mutual bestowal, love. At what level does the integral force act? Answer: the integral force, the creator, is clothed in your single, summarized, integral desire. You built it from your individual egoistic desires by annulling your individual egoistic desires through the aspiration to the mutual guarantee in order to attain the revelation of the Creator in it. Balance between people. Question: if a person has a health problem and goes to the doctor, he is given a prescription for a certain medicine and, then for another, then another, and so on. The principle of integrality is based on the fact that illness is the body's wise, natural response to a person's wrongdoings. If a person changes, he will not have to depend on medication. This principle was used by ancient Chinese medicine that cared about the balance of a person's body, between a person and nature, between him and other people, and between a person and himself. So how can we come to balance between a person and nature? Answer: first, people must be taught the principles of integral education. They should know what man, nature, and the balance between man and nature are, what a society is, what the balance between a person and his social environment that surrounds him is, and about the balance with the society, with the family, and with himself. All this is integral education, and it includes great knowledge. It is enough, however, to teach a person the basis for understanding these categories without going into great depth, so that he will understand what he should do. After that, we should conduct workshops and training courses in which people will learn what balance with the environment really is. This balance is built on the simple principle of communicating vessels, connected vessels in every society. There is mutual penetration when people connect. So, if in one area there is excess temperature, pressure, or other parameters, they penetrate the places where there is a lack of it, according to size, volume, force, and intensity. These processes of mutual penetration take place until absolute balance in every area of society is achieved. This happens on all levels of nature: mental, psychological, physical, intellectual, and others. So, all our training is based on the notion of enabling people to come in contact with the world around them in this manner, but first, not with the still matter, the vegetative, and the animate, but with other people. If a person enters the level of the right balance between himself and others like him, then it naturally automatically balances him individually and in his relationship with his environment. It is because a person's communication with others is the best and most efficient means for self-correction, for self-change, for self-control with regard to others, and so forth. Thus, we get the most accurate picture and the options one has in order to bestow most efficiently on others. So, all our integral education programs are based on mutual cooperation between people and not on a person's cooperation with nature or with himself in front of the mirror as some kind of inner psychoanalysis. It is attained only between people. From CAB TV's The Medicine of the Future, April 7, 2013.